Okay. Have you ever been in an environment where you had to be nice, like polite protocols, engaged sort of place, where everything's sort of yes, sir, and no, sir, and thank you, and please, and that kind of stuff? And in that environment where you have to be nice, have you ever run into the nastiest person you have ever met? Did it not challenge you to stop being polite and using those protocols? Recently, I've come across some situations that have put me in that exact situation. You know what? It's enough to drive even the sanest guy nuts, and I'm not that guy. So I'm really at a loss for what to do with someone who wants to be nasty in a nice environment. And in a nice tone of voice, and in a nice way. So, I guess we all know somebody like that. Or maybe we don't, and we're really glad we don't. Or maybe we do, and we wish we didn't. Maybe we wish we could just help him get transferred someplace else. But it seems to me like one of the most exquisite types of incisive, backstabbing, pain-causing ridiculousness can be caused by people who are nasty in a nice way. Now, how is that? Well, here it is. They slip it by you. I mean, at first you don't even see it coming. They got a nice tone of voice. What they're saying seems hunky-dory. And then all of a sudden you wake up and realize that the words they're saying are really super nasty. Like the kind of person who says aggravating things just to make you mad. You know what I mean? That kind of guy. Like, let's say, for instance, you're at the office and that guy happens to work there and he goes by your cubicle and he whispers, I slept with your wife last night. And he keeps walking. That's what he does. Now, I know a lot of guys would like to just follow him out to the parking lot and handle their business. You know what I mean? Slam the door on the head just a couple of times. But in that nice environment, what do you do with somebody who's that nasty in a professional environment? You want to keep your job, right? You don't want to mess up. You don't want to mess that up. You got a family to feed. You're trying to be a real man. And then here comes along Mr. Nasty, just trying to ruin your day like a little child, making everybody's day worse because they got to spread it around. And because of the nice protocols at work, it gets hard to contain. And I'm talking about the steam in your head, you know what I mean? If I could start a discussion tab on this one with comments, I would love it. Because for once, I'm not really the authority on what to do about something. This one has me perplexed, so I'm just putting it out there. What do you do with nasty people using a nice tone of voice? Do you use a nice tone of voice to politely tell them to take an aviating intercourse at an oscillating pastry? I mean, even though I just said something particularly vulgar, I said it in a very nice way, so does that qualify? Do I just forgive them 1,050,000 times? Do I just hope that and pray that someday their medication falls back into their mouth? Do I look the other way? I mean, when somebody is coming at you in a position of authority, like let's say it's your boss doing this stuff, and he's driving you bananas, and you've got a job to do, but he's more focused on calling you names and convincing you that your wife slept around with everybody at the office party last year, and getting you riled up, and he's really distracting you from your job. I mean, does he even deserve that job? I mean, what could he possibly be doing in that respect that contributes to your being there doing your job? Don't you think he's just the biggest distraction imaginable? I mean, here's a guy who's got you so riled up, you can imagine just closing the trunk on him, on his back, 50,000 times, just over and over again, for these nasty things that he's intimated about your family, about you personally. Let's say this guy went to the bathroom and he obsessively stared at your wanker And then he obsessively commented about your wanker all the time in a derogatory way to you. But he declared that because he was saying it nicely, it must be okay. Because as long as you're nice, you can be so mean and so evil and so ridiculously distracting and aggravating that it's okay. It's okay. I'm allowed to be Mr. Nasty as long as I'm nice about it. And, you know, to me, that's probably about as tasty in terms of a meal as horse balls. I think it's unconscionable. I think it's immoral. I think it's unethical. I think it's obstructive. I think it's demanding, controlling. I think it's manipulative. I think it's people who ought to be on medication act like that. Because there's no harmony in the world with people acting like that, right? I mean, what kind of harmony are they going to bring to the world? I mean, you may as well just throw them in a sand pit and let them all build sandcastles. Because what good are they? You know what I mean? What good are they? How are they contributing to the unity and the love of us all? I mean, seems to me like somebody like that is more about division and disunity and chaos. And those sorts of things are terrific, for a child who wants to kick over his friend's sandcastle, you know. But when we get to the professional level and we have people in our environment who are toxic to our view of the world, to the view of ourselves, to our view of others beyond them, they are encouraging us to get outside of our comfort zone. They're encouraging us to get outside of our happy bubble. And that's a big no-no in my world. If I want to carry a positive energy about me, that's what I want to do. And I don't want some authoritarian figure lording over me with a nasty-minded attitude, saying ridiculous, horrible, awful things, just as a measure of getting some sort of imaginary revenge for my unwillingness to bend to his, will fast enough. I didn't jump high enough. I didn't go far enough. Your report was 10 minutes late last week. I docked you an hour's pay. You know, this kind of silliness. And so these kinds of people, they just want to focus on what you do wrong. They don't care about what you do right. They're very distracting. They're the monkey in the zoo. And they're in a position of authority. Now, what do you do? All right, there's a few things you can do. I'll tell you what you don't do. If you engage these monkeys at their level, then you're going to be another monkey just like them. And number one reason to not be like that is so that you're not like them. The second reason to do it is because you don't want that energy in your head. They're trying to give you the worst energy imaginable. They want you to feel bad about yourself. They want you to feel guilty about what you've done. They want you to feel shame. They want you to feel all these nonsense, negative emotions in a coercive attempt to manipulate you into being under their demanding authority. You know, it's amazing. These people, they fly into their pants off a pole. Down on the second floor when the siren goes off and the bells whistle, you know, that's how important they think they are. Yet they're the most distracting thing you could find in a workplace because they're toxic. They're worse than neurotoxins. You may as well just go drink a whole gallon of glyphosate, whatever the word that Monsanto weed killer is. Who cares about them? Don't use that stuff, by the way. It's not good. It's not good for the environment. It kills the bugs. Everything dies. Just why would you get that stuff? They want you to feel good about killing. That is another pod topic. Right now, it's just about what do you do with nasty people who are toxic and have a position of authority over your life? What if it's your mom? Or worse yet, what if it's your girl? Or what if it's even some higher authority? What are you going to do about it? What if they stick it in your face that you have to suck up to them and tell them they're the potatoes that drop out of their you-know-what hole smell terrific and taste good. What are you going to do with that guy who wants to see this? Who wants to see the big ring like you ate ice cream around your nose? You know what I mean? The brown nosers. Is that what you do with them? Do you want to be a brown noser? Do you just suck up to them? Put up with their baloney? Look the other way? Because when you think about it, they're like rapists. They violate your space, they violate your energy, they violate your attention, and they stick it where the sun don't shine in terms of where you think the world ought to be if they were not there. You know what I mean? You want to be happy, you want to be go-lucky, you want to get your job done, you want to do a good job, and they want to focus on what you did with your wanker when you were in the restroom because you took too long, and they want to accuse every, and then they want to run around telling everybody that you must have been in there masturbating. What do you do with a nasty-minded individual who's saying absurd, obscene, ridiculously unnecessary, and totally unprofessional stuff like that? Now, I know a lot of my fellow Americans and many people around the world would just take this cat to the woodshed and take care of business, but what if you couldn't? What if you couldn't? What if he had the power? What if he had so much power that not only could he take your job, he could do other things to you? He could shut down your 401k. He could shut down your access to your stocks, to your bonds that are invested in the company that he gave you not that long ago for doing a good job. What do you think of that? Well, Indian giver. Hey, no offense to American Indians. Love you guys. Sorry you went through hell. Had nothing to do with it, but if you could just lay off the booze, you'd be a lot better off. Statistics show you guys drink more than anybody because you think it leads to a meditative moment, and I'm telling you, it's the wrong one for that. So pick something else. Go back to mescaline, go back to peyote, go back to ayahuasca, go back to Amina muscaria, whatever you got to do, but you guys stay away from the alcohol. You drink too much. So what do you do with a nasty-minded individual? I mean, just what in the world do you do? What do you do? I'm brainstorming for you guys to try and demonstrate how difficult it can be to come up with a solution-oriented response to something that ridiculously negative that stimulates you to think about nasty things that wouldn't enter your mind, like your wanker. Like, what's this guy talking about my wanker for, right? Like, all of a sudden, you're in a suit, you're in a tie, and all of a sudden, this guy wants to focus on whether you're doing what you got to do when you go to the restroom. He's more concerned with thinking that, you know, you're whacking the stick. And even if you did, what business is it of his? You know, if you had a little too much tension in the hen house and had to take care of business, I mean, how in the world could he possibly presume to have authority over that? Aren't you allowed to have a restroom break? Does it say what you have to do when you go in there? Are there instructions from the corporation that tell you which hand to use? And which one to wipe with, and how many tissues you gotta pull? Is there one in there for how many napkins you gotta use? And how much soap you have to have on your hand, and how many soapy little bubbles you have? I'll tell you what. What if they said you had to have 100 little soapy bubbles on your hand before you could stop washing your hands? Would you count them? Does it get to the point where these nasty-minded individuals, with their excessive abuse of authority, start minding their own business? No, that's not their thing. Their thing is to get you going, to push your buttons, because that's what they do best. They find out where they are, and because they're psycho, they get into a position of power, and now they can abuse their power to make other people do what they want, even though what they want doesn't make any sense except to them. To them, it makes perfect sense. But if you try to get them to explain it to you, they'll fire you. It's that kind of power. If you try to directly approach them and say, you know, sir, which you have to do because they're your boss, right? Or at least whatever his name is. I'm not going to pick one out of deference for everybody else's names. But let's say, you know, you go up there and you say, sir, I have a problem with you concentrating on my wanker. How far do you think that's going to fly? Probably not very far, don't you think? So now this guy's got his business in your wanker, and what you do with it. He's intimated throughout the company that you abuse your wanker when you go to the restroom. Now everybody in the whole place thinks that you're in there whacking your wanker because this guy happened to imagine that because you took a little extra time popping out a potato, you must have been in there playing with it. And he knows. He just knows because he knows everything, you know? And it's really hard in my mind. You know, I guess some of the solutions are bail, you know? Just get out of there, go find someplace else to work, you know? That's the kind of guy who always has a help wanted sign out. And you know, that's a clue that that guy is that toxic guy that I'm talking about. Because if there's a company that looks like it only hires maybe 50 to 100 people, and you've been going by that company for the last 6 months, and there's a permanent help wanted sign outside, it's because whoever's in charge is an a-hole. You can bet your bottom dollar. It's because they have a high turnover. They have a high turnover because they have an excessively authoritarian individual at the top abusing their authority and doing things they shouldn't do because they think that because they have all this power, it all of a sudden gives them the right to act any darn way they want, even if it's like a three-year-old who lost his diaper and started peeing all over the carpet while they have a fit with the macaroni. You know, these nasty-minded individuals think they can get away with saying anything because they're doing it in a nice way. You know, I porked your mama last week. It was great. You know, so what they're doing is they're tempting you to escalate. They want you mad. They're trying like hell to get you pissed off. They love it. They're pushing your button like a three-year-old. Ha 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 ha, honk honk, ha 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 ha, honk honk, ha ha ha. That's what they're doing. They're playing a child's game. And you can't understand it because it's not a game that you would play. It's not even a game you would imagine worth playing. What would you want to play that game for? What would you do that with that kind of authority? Would you be that guy? No, you probably wouldn't. Does that make you better than him? Well, at least it does in that job, huh? Maybe not him as a whole, but it certainly does in terms of how you'd conduct your business in that job position, right? Right? Yeah. Sure, but you can't do anything about it because you're the low man on the totem pole and shit rolls downhill and we all know that. And by the time it gets to you, it's a huge avalanche, you know? It's manure from Back to the Future. And I understand these people suck and they do have to be dealt with. And the funny part about these people are they gravitate to positions of power because see, these are the people who think this is how the world ought to work, and if everybody would just act the way I think the world should behave, then the world would be a great place. That's the kind of guy, or whoever, I'm talking about. They're the kind of people who think, if the world was just like me, or if the world thought just like me, and every single person in the whole world just thought like me, then the world would be a perfect place. Well, that's an impossible dream. I mean, with free will and autonomy and all the other variables that go into a collection of 8 billion people on the planet, that's a virtual impossibility. The Unimind is not coming to planet Earth anytime soon, okay? It's just not gonna happen. But these are the people, because they think like that, will rise to positions of power in a corporation so that they can run their mouth and be abusive in that position of power to get things done other than just running the company. They get off on the power, they love the power, and they love to turn the screws and put the power on people just for petty reasons. You know, when a baby gets frustrated, he throws his rattle across the room outside his pen, right? When a guy with this much power acts that way, it's like an earthquake hit town. Same reaction. So what are they? Are they immature? Are they crazy? Are they just psycho? Have they talked themselves into thinking that this behavior is rational and somehow makes sense? And if everybody else just understood, then it would just make sense to everybody. And shame on them if they don't understand because I'm just a singular genius. I mean, you understand where this is going? They're narcissists. Okay? They're cluster B disordered individuals on the axis type scale. And these are the social nut jobs, okay? When it's your girl, she'll gaslight you and accuse you of things that she's doing to you, which will cause you so much consternation that it will put you into a state of fogginess where you are incapable of comprehending what in the world is going on, because you've just been accused of cheating because you wouldn't answer the phone because you left it in the car to go in the store by a girl who cheats on you all the time. And a matter of fact, if your girl did that to you, it's a pretty good clue that maybe you ought to look into what your girl's doing, because typically accusers are the ones who are attempting to control their partner from doing the same thing that they're doing to them. So just a hint to anybody in a relationship who's got something going on like that, if you're being constantly accused of stuff, then you're being mind controlled by an abusive, narcissistic person who has weaseled their way into your life and convinced you that if only you feel a bunch of shame and guilt and are apologetic and penitent, then maybe they'll forgive you. But then as soon as you get something right, and a little time goes by and you make a little mistake, they'll make up another rule. And by the time you're done with them, your house is burnt down. They've got a book of rules as tall as the building, and you just want to walk away and blow yourself up. Okay? All right, that's enough for now. I'll talk to you later.